Good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Currently the temperature in Boonville is 40 with light rain. I will now break for emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please. Station just jumped in. Come back slowly. I missed it.
KC2WI.
N2YQ.
KA2ZZ.
I'm a slow rider. We had KA2ZNZ. N2OYQ. KC2WI. Pete. I believe N2OYQ was the first one. I'll turn it over to you for your report.
Hey, good evening, Clint, and everyone's on the net this evening. This is N2YQ here from Glenville, where we got 43 degrees at the present time, and it's light rain here at the present time also. And about 5 mile wind out here. And it was kind of quiet day today. Kind of quiet day here today. Didn't do a whole lot, but I was that early too. And did some paperwork tonight for the fire department and went on. And Jack, it was nice talking to you on the phone there today for a little bit. It's good to hear your voice there for sure. And other than that, ain't too much going on here. 9 o'clock and time for bed here for a little while here, virus. Back to you, Clint. Have a good evening, and you sound good. And to YQ Clear.
Good report, Dan. You can always keep busy up there. Well, we'll run down and see what KA2ZNZ Jack is doing. You have a report for us, Jack?
Yeah, good evening, Clint, everybody on board. Dan, it was great to have an excuse over you this afternoon there on the phone as well. It's been a long time. And, but of course, I hear you here once in a while. Well, an awful lot. It was kind of a drizzly day, very wet day, very damp day. And not a lot of rain, but it just all day long, more or less, just kind of dismal. And we're at 42 degrees, and we're kind of under a watch for some heavy snow there tomorrow night, so we'll have to see what happens. Actually, if it comes down here, we'll send it up to you folks, because I know you know, you all like it up that way. Southern Face, KA2ZZ.
Good report, Jack.
Of
course, I don't think we need the snow. We manufacture enough of it without any weather help. So, if you have any extra, we'll have you keep it down there. We can add to it if you need it. You're really short on snow. Well, I don't think we're going to get too much weather. They talk more about snow early winter than when it really happens. Well, we'll run up and see what Pete has for us. KC2WI, come in, please.
KA2VLA in the net, KC2WI. Well, I've had a busy month. Has to be at least a month. With up the yard and straighten out my firewood storage and all kinds of other chores. If we don't get a real hard winter with lots of snow, it probably wouldn't have mattered so much the last couple of years. Were easy, but if we do get a winter like we've had a few years back, well, it'll be nice to have it all put away and cleaned up. Today's project was just like every other day where I've not gone out early enough. The forecast was kind of for rain, so I wasn't really planning on working outside, but actually it was pretty nice all day here. I mean, it wasn't raining, it was no wind, it didn't seem very cold. It didn't rain till, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock, and even at that, it's not much. I actually did go back out and finish some things up, and I got everything outdoors cleared up except for one, about 4x8 or something, you know, kind of pallet size maybe, where I have a lot of my metal pipes, my homemade self-supporting mass and stuff like that, and cut some other things. And that's still in a pile with a tarp over it, and I was thinking of going back out after dinner here. I'm just having dinner, that's how long I've been working. But I think I might just take a chance that it isn't too bad in the morning. You know, be nice to move it when it isn't frozen. Get it out of the way. I need to move the stuff back to behind my other, my storage garage, so that when it does start snowing and I start snowmobiling, I'm not having to try and get around it. I attempted to make a change antennas on the roof yesterday, put a trap vertical up, and had all kinds of problems with that, and of course I didn't start that till late, so around about 5 o'clock I decided there's no way that's going to get done. I think I got at least one bad trap. I don't know if I timed it out there or not, but anyway, got the needed work done on the roof, which was putting a little bit of roofing tar around the flashing and stuff on the wood stove pipe, and so I'm pretty much all set. If we get lucky enough not to have a frozen roof or a wet roof, maybe I'll get that other antenna up if I get it built. KC2WI.
Good report, Pete. You're always busy building something. Keeping ahead of the weather. Keep the wood dry and you're all set for winter. This is KA2VLA, net control from the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Come now, please. I guess KD2AIG is in camp for the weekend. I guess he don't have his radio on. I want to thank Pete, Jack, and Dan for coming in tonight. Does anyone have any comments or queries? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. 73 of those who are listening and 73 to those who checked in. This is KA2VLA and I will be clear.
Cruz, KB2KLJ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Octane, currently being held over on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
KC2NVO, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NVU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. And what else, Octane? Cruz, KB2KLJ for Octane. Final call for Octane for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else further. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Ray, 73, KB2KOJ is clear.